we have to talk about the fact that the organization situationally messed up in the way they allowed things to be conducted after the game.
Oh, like, I agree with that.
That
totally.
Was an organizational failure, not just a Nick Sirianni failure. Like what we saw afterwards yesterday when he was so defiant and self-satisfied with his children up there in the press conference, once again with his children up there, I kept asking myself, why would the organization allow such a fiasco?
Well, Lurie and Howie should know better.
Why?
They
like,
should.
Are the Eagles? I'm just asking myself, like, while I'm watching this, are the Eagles giving Nick just enough rope to hang himself here? Like, just spitballing here. Is this enough? They're trying to create enough reason to fire him.
John, that's
I don't know.
It's an interesting point because what I noticed in that clip of him when he goes back, Dom doesn't go with him.
Well, that's another thing. On
wait, hold
field,
on, Ray. It goes back to what?
When he's in my notes, where is Big Dom? If he's getting after the people in the stands inexplicably again, why isn't Big Dom pulling him back on the sideline like his job, like the get-back coach? Like, Big Dom is basically the Nick Sirianni get-back coach.
Is that the moment you're talking about, Ray?
Yeah, he literally, when he goes back, runs back to behind the bench, Dom doesn't go with him.
Was Dom next to him when it started?
He's in the screen. He's in the screenshot. And everybody, and Brandon Graham's laughing.
Just seems like there's such a huge disconnect in the mentality of the organization, of that sideline, or something. The way that they felt about that game and the way that I felt, the way that we felt.
Well, I'd say Lane Johnson felt the way we felt. I mean, he was very clear after the game that it was not, you know,
up to snuff.
Let's go celebrate, you know. All right. Phones. I mean, you guys know the drill. 215-592-9494. Look, we're all looking for a break in Philadelphia sports these days, and if you want to count
agree,
the Eagles,
we need a break from sports. Well said.
The Browns are
right there with you.
Team. That Browns team, like that.
Well, Deshaun Watson is completely broken.
That
guy's a joke.
That was supposed to be a get-right game. That was supposed to be like a game where our D-line, that's a game where Bryce Huff had a half a sack, guys. That Booker guy from Stanford got on the sack.
And Nolan Smith
tally.
Did make a nice play near
Nolan
the goal
Smith
line. He really
gets
did.
Gets a sack.
That was
a
big
we
play.
We got everyone getting in on the action. Part of that is Deshaun Watson stinks, and that offensive line is a mess, and they're really struggling to protect him. It's not that we're good. It's that they're bad. And
they
we
lost
knew that
their backup center, who was their starting center, like a few plays into the
no
game.
No question. All right. But look, the defense did do well. I mean, we shouldn't sugarcoat that. They played a great game defensively. All right, let's kick it off with Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How are we doing this morning? Loaded question, huh?
Indeed.
So, Joe, are you going to be rooting for your Mets in the NLCS?
You know what?
That was a long pause right there. They were horrendous.
Here's the
we
pause.
We couldn't score any runs on them, and all, and the Dodgers, they go out there. It's a steady flow.
Yeah. That bye really screwed the Dodgers up, didn't it?
Oh. So, Tom, the pause was just reacclimating my brain to baseball for a moment. I prefer the Dodgers win, but this is one of those ones where I don't think MLB is going to get my eyes the rest of the way. I mean, I can't do it.
Well, Nish Chiriani once again is showing us how much of a clown show he is. Do we really need Big Dom to hold his hand now the entire game all the way through, even at the end?
Well, you shouldn't need it. I think the point. Here's my main thing on the Sirianni. I don't know if it's my main thing, but one of my main things, Tom, is I thought more yesterday about Lurie and Howie than I have forever in a matter like this. Like. Since Sirianni clearly is not the adult in the room, then Lurie and Howie need to be. And it's a shame because you wouldn't think such a thing would be necessary.
They did not do a good job of protecting Nick from Nick yesterday, and it's the worst job that we've seen them do of protecting
Tom, I'll also say this. I don't want the owner and the general manager to have to be a gatekeeper of who enters the postgame press conference in the moment. Like, maybe now with the reaction of the town, maybe he gets called to the principal's office today or tomorrow, and they say, all right, knock it off.
Yeah, well, I mean, he continues to not have this team ready, as evidenced by not scoring a single point in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's his job, is to get the team ready. James,
what an incredible stat that is, Tom.
Yeah.
The fact that the Eagles are the only team in the NFL to have not scored.
But Tom, hold on, I will say this. While Jalen got a lot together as the game went on, he was not good early. He wasn't.
0-for-5 to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I tend to think early.
To me,
I'm sorry, say it again?
Even more concerning to me, and I texted you, Joe, it looks like Jalen lost a step. When he couldn't turn that corner on that third down, that's more concerning.
I mean, to me,
anyway.
that's a given at this point. And you need him to be great in the passing game. And I fear that when he's effective in the passing game, it is primarily because of the exceptional, elite skill level of players around him. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to discredit Jalen for some of the very nice throws he made. The one at the end was awesome.
And the no turnovers.
And the no turnovers.
Really never put the ball in danger the whole
game. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I thought the decision to go deep at the end was very, very
questionable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very. But it worked
out. A carryover of last year.
Seattle
game. I know a win is a win, but as we saw last year, it does matter how you win.
Well, here's where it especially matters. And Tom, good call out of the gate. I mean, in the end, and I used this analogy last week, but I'll say it again. John, you know the deal. Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Yes. True, mm-hmm. Coach. But you also play to win a championship. You play to be near a championship. You play to be elite. I mean, the Eagles have put absolutely nothing before our eyes this year that tells us this is anywhere near an elite football team. Salvador right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
Dude.
Salvador.
What did we just watch, man? What did we watch?
Oh.
What did we watch? Like... Can you hear what we're talking about this morning? We're really not talking about the game. We're talking about our coach.
Yep.
This is unbelievable, man. It's unacceptable, and it's unbelievable. This is not a professional coach, man. This guy belongs on... I don't even know if he belongs on the side of a high school field, man.
So is this sleight of hand, Salvador? Like, why is it that this is, like, allowable? Why is it that we saw that dog and pony show? Like, what gives here?
I think Joe hit it on the head. I think they're giving him enough rope to hang himself.
Well, John said that. I don't know if I agree with that. I just think it's more like... Once they made the decision to bring him back, they can't control everything every second. I mean,
but they have been controlling everything and every second, and all of a sudden, after the bye, it's like this laissez-faire attitude toward Nick. It does feel like, okay, let's let him be him, and he told us
after the game,
that the players came to him. We want more the old Nick back, the old Nick personality. Like, if the organization signed off on that, maybe that is just what them trying to give the players more of what they want.
And, Salvador, I tend to think Howie and Lori did not have a conversation with Nick in the last 2 weeks about you be you. Okay, that's just my personal gut feeling. But let's just suppose for a moment they did. If they said you be you, I tend to think they didn't mean to that extent.
Aggressive against people in
ridiculous.
The stands?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
He should know that's ridiculous.
But Howie's not going to let him do that. Like, Howie's not going to let him be him. He doesn't let anybody be them. He does not want to see this. Like, I guarantee this guy, he might make it out at the end of the year because he took us to the Super Bowl, but after this year, he's gone.
Well, I tend to think you're right. I mean, that's one of the things, and Salvador, appreciate the call. I tend to think you're correct there.
Maybe he's too insulated. You know, like yesterday, if that's a loss instead of a 4-point win, that means he's a lot closer to out the door than what he is right now.
But here's what yesterday to me on the field speaks to. The Eagles might get to 9 or 10 wins, but it doesn't mean they're a good football team. And Lurie and Howie aren't dummies. They know that. I mean, they sat there and watched that game just like we did. I mean, they know that was not a good performance. And they know that the two main reasons why the Eagles won the game, A.J. Brown is spectacular, and the Cleveland Browns aren't.
Yes.
Right?
Very simple.
Expect the coach to convey something along those lines. That sort of sentiment. You know, like, hey, not quite what we wanted, you know, especially coming out of a bye, but AJ bailed us out. What a great game by him. You know, Jalen getting better. We got a lot of work to do. But it was so lax.
It was horrible.
Hey, kick my heels up. Everything's under control. When he kept saying, like,
Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. Not a big deal. It is a big deal.
No question.
It's a huge deal. It matters. And you can't dismiss that. You cannot treat it that just simply dismissively. It's too big a deal to get up there with your kids and frolic.
It was disgraceful. I mean, it was.